we have two parts in here, the part of the government, the part of the people, you know. Government tried to make a huge propaganda to say that there is a conspiracy going on, there is people from outside the country trying to control it, blah, 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 you know. They give pills to the guys, they are drunk, they are just, they don't know what to do. Trying to convince people to go out to work, to live normal life, but how can you live normal life while you hear gunshots everywhere? You know, they, at the same time, they are sending us SMS from the government telling to go normally to the work, to just live normal life, you know. And this is, you know, it's not possible. It's not something you can do while you hear all these gunshots, dead people. Yesterday the life was normal. It was quiet. There was no protesters. There was no killing, no injuries. But today there was lots of people died. Me myself, if you check my account, you'll find many videos that we posted. I'm trying to just collect whatever I put my hands on. So I post it and show the world what's happening in here, you know?
Where are you getting these videos? Just from friends?
Sometimes I shoot myself, sometimes getting it from friends who were in places, you know? In the morning, things when it's normal, sometimes I go and visit everyone and everywhere, just to talk and see and what's happening and asking and trying to find if they have videos, if they have photos, if they have everything.
What kind of SMSs do you get from the government?
You know, at first, in the first days, we were getting messages that we have four red lines. Anyone who try to cross those lines will be punished and stuff like that. And of course, these four red lines are country, Gaddafi, security, Libyan security stuff, this thing, you know, they try, just don't cross these four lines so you don't get punched and stuff like that.
Now what do they say?
The last messages were just fatwa from sheikhs from Saudi Arabia, that says it's haram. You know what's mean of haram?
Yeah,
it's haram to come against the leader of the country.
So this is a fatwa from a sheikh in Saudi Arabia?
Actually, it's an old fatwa. You know, I tell you something. Before this incidents happened, or these things happened, Libya, the government was fighting this kind of fatwa. You know, this kind of sheikhs, they were fighting. They are trying to tell us, we don't hear this stuff. We don't like this stuff. Now we see them that they like this stuff. They want this stuff because they serve what they need. Okay, thank you. I really hope that you will be able to tell the world that the things that the government do is killing their people. And they are doing a huge propaganda to make the people believe what they are doing is Bin Laden and America and Israeli and stuff, you know. Something else I want to tell you, what they are trying to do, we noticed that they are contacting the international media and give them false information. So at the end they come and they will say, you see, this is the false information the media trying to convince you with. This happened with Al Jazeera when they told them that there is air bombing going on in Tripoli.